Hop, Gonas.
Bodyguard, hey, crutches. Boarding a flight back to London. Now, wow, that's exactly what I'm looking at. I just saw the pictures of Odegaard in crutches, but in a private flight back to London. This is why I hate these pointless international games during the season. You spend weeks building momentum, watching our captain boss the midfield, and now this happens. Another unnecessary injury risk for a player who is crucial to our campaign. We lose players to matches that don't matter to our season, risking form, fitness, and everything in between. I'm not gonna lie, it's frustrating. Every year, it's the same old story. Season's looking good, then boom, international break throws a wrench in the works. And no be just Odegaard. How many times have we seen this with other players? These injuries just keep piling up. I mean, Arsenal is trying to compete for the title. Now we've got to cross our fingers for a quick recovery, just when we need consistency. Our captain goes down because of a meaningless game. International breaks during this season are a curse for club football, period. Okay, so Jared Gillett has been appointed referee for our North London derby clash against Spurs on Sunday. Stuart Artwell will be on VAR duty. I know. Let me break it down with a serious side eye. How does the FA keep recycling the same names for big names, or rather for big games like this? It's as if they want controversy. I mean, Gillett, who's had his share of questionable calls, and Artwell on VAR. These two together sounds like a potential disaster waiting to happen. And make we no forget what's at stake here. A derby. The North London derby. And they think this duo is going to handle that pressure? I'm not even sure how we're supposed to trust VAR with Artwell overseeing it. VAR itself is a whole other rant. But when you put someone like Artwell in the mix, you've already set the stage for something utterly ridiculous. Does anyone else feel like we're always drawing the short straw when it comes to these appointments? Brace yourselves, fam. Something tells me the game might end up being more about the refs than the football. Exciting, no less. Ah, here we go again. Another classic case of referees making a decision that doesn't sit right. Declan Rice, of all people, getting sent off in a tight game against Brighton last month. And now we've got this so-called independent KMI panel coming out in unanimous agreement? I mean, seriously. Yo, I get it. Rice put in a touch, but come on. Not football now. No be dance recital. A gentle touch that suddenly becomes clear, deliberate and impactful once the referee's got his eyes on it? They're saying Chris Kavanagh had no choice. Really? But what about the other moments in that match that seemed to conveniently slip through the cracks? The consistency is all over the place, and now Arsenal is left to ruin what could have been a clean 3 points. And don't get me started on the bias. We're not just up against 11 men on the pitch. We're competing with a system that seems to favour certain clubs. If we're going to see red cards for this kind of thing, then I hope they bring that same energy to every other match this season. Well, we know that's not how the story ends, don't we? I'm cautiously optimistic for Arsenal's North London derby clash with Spurs, despite the major headache Mikel Arteta faces in the midfield. Losing Odegaard, Rice and Merino in one swoop is no small matter. We know that. It's a brutal reality ahead of such a high-stakes game. But it's times like these that make or break a season. There are a few ways Arteta can play this, but I think we'll see a focus on stability. Jorginho could step in for Rice, partnering with Partey for a solid, if less dynamic, presence in midfield. While Kai Havertz is struggling to find his best form, he might be asked to drop deeper and take on a more creative role. It's risky, but necessity is the mother of invention, right? Alternatively, Arteta might opt for something more left field, pushing Zinchenko into midfield alongside Partey and Jorginho. Zinchenko's comfort in that role, especially from his time with Ukraine, could give Arsenal a bit more bite. It would also allow Martinelli and Saka to do what they do best, stretch defences with their speed and trickery. The real wild card here is young Ethan Waniri, with whispers of him being the next Wilshere or Fabregas, Arteta might throw him into the fire. It would be a huge call, but what better stage to announce yourself than in a North London derby? Regardless of who steps up, the defense has to be rock solid. Saliba, Gabriel and White must be at their best to keep things tight at the back, especially with Spurs in decent form. I'm nervous, but a little part of me thinks this adversity could bring out the best in Arsenal. Arsenal's black away kit for the North London derby. Oh, yes please. We're stepping into Tottenham's backyard, draped in black for what fans are calling their funeral. Now, I'm not one for premature celebrations, but the energy around this is a little different. The Premier League's ruling that our home kit clashes with Spurs white has given us an unexpected edge. It's like we're suiting up for battle with purpose. But let's not get too carried away. We've only got a few fully fit first team players left, and that's a concern. The injuries have piled up, yet this is the kind of game where unexpected heroes emerge. The hype is real, and it feels like more than just a kit choice. We're wearing black, and we're ready for war. The good guys dress in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!